This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get to best and worst of the weekend here on Sean and RJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm having a bad fucking weekend.
I guess you should start us off with technically not the weekend, but you had some traffic issues this morning.
Man, there was a major backup right on 114, just north side of the airport, kind of around like the Freeport Parkway exit. And I come over the hill, right by that Whataburger. I come over the hill and I notice that I see the red lights in front of me. And there's one thing that I just don't want to see at 5:30 in the morning, and that's the red lights, okay? Because I know something happened. And stupidly, I didn't have my GPS on. Now, I don't think it would have mattered in this situation because once I get near the airport, I'm kind of stuck for 5 or 6 miles, right? I don't really have anywhere to go. And I noticed that there was just this wicked backup, and I immediately get over to the right. Just fly over to the right lane. That way I can get in line just to get off. Well, I start seeing all kinds of police lights in front of me. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be good. I look at the timer on the GPS and it says, now your new arrival time is 6:02 a.m. And I'm like, well, I do believe that makes me late. And that's not a good thing. So up ahead, about 200 yards ahead, I start seeing white lights going the other way down the on-ramp. And it was people that were getting off the road and then reversing it down the on-ramp. And I was like, oh, there's an idea. That's my in or out, I should say. And I get on the shoulder and I drive up about 200 yards. And then I just decide I'm not going backwards. I go and I just make a turn. And I go the wrong way down the on-ramp.
Wow.
With other lights looking right at me. That's a wild thing, by the way. That guy was going backwards too, though. All right. He was going backwards. I was going forwards. So we were both going the same direction. We were just facing each other. Kind of like a duel. And then I get off. I get to the access road. I was able to make it. I got it here, about 5:55. But I had looked, and as I was getting off that ramp, it had already gone up to about 6:12. So it had already gone up another 10 minutes. It was, and as I was getting back on the highway, right where the fire trucks were and the ambulance, I saw two vehicles that were completely unrecognizable. And I hope whoever was in that is okay. They are completely unrecognizable vehicles. It was a ugly, ugly accident. One car was on the right lane and the other one was on the left shoulder. Terrible. So I hope everybody was okay. But that was my drive coming in.
I'll start with a worst of the weekend. Friday, as you may or may not have known, I was out thanks to Fred. How's Fred, by the way? I heard Fred is a...
Fred's a wild card.
He's a wild card.
Fred's a wild card.
Who's that corner on the Cowboys? Seatbelt? That's his nickname? Carson.
Yeah.
Carson, I heard Fred. He's a human seatbelt. Buckle up.
He better buckle up. You better buckle up around Fred. He's gonna say things. He said a couple of things that was like, oh, God. The Belichick, the Bill Belichick comment.
Which?
Well, that's what we sent in the group. He was talking about, I was like, Bill's just stroking his ego. And he went and made a comment kind of like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa.
So him and Bobby together canceled?
They would be canceled. There's if you put Bobby and him together, they would make a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
A lot of laughs, but you would never hear from them again.
Yeah.
The Twitter would take him off immediately.
But it was fun.
It was fun. No rules. There's no rules with Fred.
So I was out Friday because my daughter had to get tubes put in her ears. She's 14 months old. Thanks to all the Tolos for the messages, the scouting report, the preview. It was very comforting to hear, hey, simple, 10 to 15 minutes. The worst part is going to be her waking up. And you were absolutely right about that. My God. It was like me reliving my flight back from Maryland for 20, 25 straight minutes of just wild. Why anyone would want to sign up to work in that part of the hospital with these children, 3 years old, year, 14 months, going bonkers, like wrestling an alligator is beyond me. I don't know, but props to y'all. Y'all have more patience than me. But it was about a three-hour process, 6 to 9 a.m. The other worst part of it is, right, your kid is not supposed to eat anything, like after midnight.
Right.
And she usually eats at like 5 a.m., goes back to sleep till like 6:37. So you got to keep them entertained while on a hungry stomach. But it was like 10 or 15 minutes. She got tubes put in both ears. So that was the worst part, like the 20, 25 minutes afterwards, which feels like 3 hours. But y'all were absolutely right about what to anticipate. And then she woke up from her nap and she seemed pretty good. I didn't get any ear discharge. I said blood or like green fluid could be coming from her ears over the next couple of days. Loss of appetite, all that stuff. So I think she's good. So that's the best part of the weekend, is monitoring her over the past 2 days. So I think the ear tube surgery was a success. And thanks to everyone for the advice.
That's awesome.
And the messages.
So the nerves for you versus Amanda going in.
Oh, I am not someone you want to be next to while waiting in the hospital.
No.
I'm angry, miserable, more nerves. My wife is just very like, hey, it's not gonna do anything worrying about it. She's the total opposite. And I'm just sitting there steaming and ticked off, because if you're 10 minutes late to your appointment, they replace you. They cancel you. But if you're 10 minutes early and you wait and you wait and you wait, and then you're sitting in there with a one-year-old and you wait and you wait and you wait. They're like, I go into the hallway and I know she hates this. And I'm like, are we doing anything here? Like, are you guys gonna take her back?
Oh boy.
I would rather you just tell me it's gonna be 30 minutes than tell me it's about to happen and me wait 30 minutes. Just tell me. Mm-hmm. Just tell me up front. They're like, well, someone has not shown up, so we're waiting on them. Someone's late to work.
Oh, gosh.
You know, if you have a bad day on the radio, you stutter, you stammer, you get a fact wrong, ask a bad question. You have a bad day at a doctor's office, that's
a big day.
That's got some consequences.
That's got some consequences.
That's a big day. So my nerves are worse than the wife. No doubt about it. The day before, I go quiet. I'm not happy. I'm in a bad mood. And then the relief afterwards. But it was basically the big nap afterwards. And I think she'll be good to go. So hopefully, they say it's supposed to help balance.
Yeah.
Obviously, hearing. She had loss of hearing, fluid in the ears, speech.
Has she
vocabulary? All
she
that
hasn't started talking yet, right?
She's trying though.
She's trying.
Yeah. What they say about girls being so much more advanced than boys is 1,000% true. Now, he was also a COVID kid. And she's sitting there in daycare.
Yeah.
So her advancement versus him, I don't even think he was walking at this period. I mean, we were worried. We got him evaluated. Got him evaluated with what's going on, speech, not walking, all that stuff. But I think a lot of it had to do with a COVID kid. But man, there is so much more like autism and stuff nowadays.
Oh,
I don't know how many. I don't want to get into the politics of it all because it does turn political. But when we were growing up, it just didn't feel like that same amount. So you're just terrified and scared that there's always something. But she's been through a lot as a baby. Spine issue. We had to take her to the ER for some thigh soreness you develop after a sickness. Nonstop ear infection. So hopefully this will clean all that up. And that was my best and worst of the weekend.
Man,
I went home and I was amazed, because talking to you in the commercial break, in fact, it was maybe even on the air. I was like, did you know RJ, his kid's ear infections were because they just put the baby in the crib with the milk. And she's like, oh yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do it. I'm like, what? I sit there and hold them and feed them and then put them down. I'm worried about the burping or the throw up or the this or the that. But no, Amanda said it was common. Throw them in there. Fend for yourself.
Fend for yourself.
Find it if you want it bad enough.
Yeah, if you want it bad enough. Now, listen, I'm not going to.
Because my girl throws things out of the crib, so I'd be worried about the bottle being tossed.
Yeah.
Like, she'll toss the pacifier, toss a blanket, toss the stuffed animal.
Yeah, especially when he was, like, younger, we would prop the bottle up on, like, a pillow or something, like, have him kind of, like, on the side, like, and it would just drool out. But, you know, and look, and I'm not going to completely just skirt the blame here. There were many times where I was feeding him, and I fell asleep.
Really?
Oh yeah, I passed out and then you kind of dropped the arm a little bit. And
so you guys basically gave your boy the ear infections.
Yeah,
you all were the problem.
Yeah, we were the problem.
Yeah,
yeah, it was us.
You're the cause.
Yeah, it was us. So I mean, he hears fine. You know, he's normal. He's a normal kid. But
Spittle, by the way, said two dead in the wrong way crash that you were talking about.
That is awful. And like that's the same road. I mean, the amount of people that go that way. I just got a text from Scott Vilsep, the GM at PlatinumCDRJTexas.com. He's like, I'm stuck in that traffic right now. I wish I got that note to you earlier about the traffic, but it's still out there. It's awful. It's awful because, you know, there's no, not a barrier, right? It's just the grass. So somebody maybe falls asleep at the wheel and all of a sudden they cross the median.
And was it supposed to rain today? I thought we got like a chance of rain yesterday. I didn't get anything. But I didn't know it was supposed to be raining like this today. And the humidity.
Oh, it's very high.
It's like I'm still in Maryland. Every day it's 90% humidity. Awful. Every day.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Awful. Super high. So you're from the worrying standpoint, you guys are fine. And then she's had no issues.
Are you supposed to put in eardrops twice a day? Eardrops for 5 days. And then I think that's it. But hopefully she'll stop getting sick at daycare.
That'd be nice.
I don't want her home when I go home.
I don't understand what the tubes do. It just widens it?
I don't know. You know, this was the least amount of... I felt like I failed a little bit. Normally, I'd like research everything and call my dad, tell me about it, translate. I didn't look up what they were doing. Piercing eardrums sounds like a serious thing. You'd think you want to see
right.
And absolutely no. Amanda went to the appointment while I was doing the show, but... It sounded so common, and so many other Tolos had said they had done it 10 to 15 minutes that I wasn't going to do anything else, so I was like, I'm not going to look into it.
Right.
I'm not going to look into it. I'm not going to worry. A Tolo told me to just take her to a chiropractor and do that, and then Bobby told me they'll snap her neck. I mean, he gave chiropractors a bad name out there. Well, RJ loves chiropractors, so Bobby scared me out of the chiropractor. I don't want to ever take medical advice from Bobby.
No. Ever. I don't have to go to the chiropractor today. I can't move my neck the way I want to.
My left knee, I feel like something's going on. It's bad. Every day I wake up, it's like sore. I don't know. I'm like, does this need to get drained? Like it cracks. I can't extend
is it cracking? Is it like swollen?
No, it's not swollen.
But it's a fine knee.
It's a good knee. Ashy, but fine. Right. Fine knee.
Best for me, and I showed you a photo. We tried out our Uni pizza oven for the first time.
Okay, I didn't even know you got one.
Yeah, Tolo. I bought one off of a Tolo. I posted on social media. He hit me up on social media
that you were looking for one.
Yeah, I was looking for one. He had heard the segment and he hit me up and said, "Hey, I got one."
Wow.
So it was like the 12-inch
one.
I'm
very happy.
So love it. First time we used it. I was like,
pretty easy to use, right?
It is pretty easy to use. Had some trouble
keeping the flame. Yep. Did you put wood or pellets in it?
We did pellets.
Yeah.
Did pellets, and then I got that fire starter kind of wax, right?
Yep.
That whatever that is. And you know, I had to do that a couple times to get it going.
Yeah.
And then finally, I look in, I see the flame going in the whole
mechanism or
whatever. Yeah. And the first pizza we threw in there, I couldn't get it off the peel.
Yeah.
I didn't flour the peel well enough.
Yep.
So it went all oblong.
Yeah.
Well, I think charred like hell in the back.
Yep.
All right. Not really edible.
And then your sauce falls off on there, burns the sauce.
Yeah.
That is an art. Like,
yeah. Second one, I really floured the peel.
Yeah.
The pizza peel. And I just throw it in there. It slides right in. You got to turn it. Turning it's a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
But that one looked great.
Yeah.
The problem is that.
So you made your own dough and everything?
No, we went to Aldi.
Oh!
Got some dough and all.
Oh, the.
Sarah found.
Aldi with the dough.
Sarah found reviews that the Aldi dough is tremendous.
Really?
And it was good. It tasted really good.
I will say, when you sent me that, I was like, that looks like tremendous dough.
Yeah,
it was. And it had char on it.
Yeah, it was really good. The only thing is that we made it too thick.
Yeah, it was.
That was a girthy pizza, man.
Yeah.
That was a real thick pizza. So I think we're just going to cut the dough in half.
Okay.
If we get one dough.
Did you spread it out on the counter as much as you could?
No, we just kind of made it into a 12-inch.
Yeah.
It was kind of deep dishy, so we probably should have kept it in longer.
Pick it up and just, you know, spread it with the fingers and then just keep turning it. Use gravity. Just keep turning it and let it stretch down. And then turn it and let it stretch down. Turn it, let it stretch down. And get it as thin as you can.
So we'll.
But that dough looked good.
Yeah, it was great. So we're going to have to, you know, we'll just cut it in half.
Yeah.
You know, I need a good pizza sauce. That pizza sauce we got was not very good.
Now, you have a lot of tips from Italy that you told me you were going to do with how they do their pizza. Or maybe it was just the sauce.
The sauce, yeah, the sauce. But that was like, you know, that's like a marinara. You know, isn't a pizza sauce? I don't know. It was too sweet. I need a more spicy pizza sauce.
Okay.
So I got to find a good pizza sauce. But that was great.
The thing that, because I tried pellets of mine and it is a little bit of a pain, like how much charcoal, how much wood.
Yeah.
I think we just got to get propane tanks. You got to buy another attachment for these, I think. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
You could do propane with the Uni?
Yep. That's what we need to just do. We just need to get the attachment and then hook a propane tank so we don't have to keep messing with that. Because when I first did the pellets, it put off this weird smell. It like heated it too fast. But I believe it's an attachment. Y'all let me know. I didn't look into it that much. You can just hook it up to a gas.
Where do you keep your pellets? Like, you buy the big bag. Do you keep them in a bucket or do you keep them in the bag?
I keep it in a bag. You're not supposed to. But I have like a little, you know, door underneath my grill outside. But keep them in the garage.
Okay.
Keep them in the garage.
Oh, crap. I think they're outside.
Yeah.
I hope they're not getting rained
on. Yeah, a bag of pellets is not fun wet. They're basically ruined. It's sawdust.
Oh, great.
AKA sawdust.
Awesome.
Best and worst of the weekend here on Sean and RJ. Ross, you getting anything fun?
You know, I was talking with Aiden earlier. We both saw Superman over the weekend. That's definitely
a best. So did Wolchuk.
That's definitely a best. I really enjoyed it. We both
weren't
expecting to
like it. People are raving about it.
Yeah, we weren't expecting to like it as much as we did, but I'm like just fawning over it. It was really good. And I also saw 28 Years Later, so movie-filled weekend.
All right.
What theater did you go to by chance?
I went to Cinemark Allen for both.
Damn you. All right, it's best and worst of the weekend. Commercial Free Expressway. We got another concert ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. Who else could give a better scouting report on Cooper Flagg's first two games as a Maverick than the voice of the team? Chuck Cooperstein joins us next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.